Now, for you though, that might be a little bit nervous because you have a Pentecostal pastor speaking at a Baptist church, you're probably wondering when you're going to get out of here this morning. Let me just put your mind at ease. I've just been at Dover Center Church for 3 years. That's a congregational church. And I actually was told our services are an hour. So I would look at my watch. I would take my watch off. Some people say, what does that mean? That means absolutely nothing. I would take my watch off, and I would gear my time to finish at 11:30. And I had a lady come up to me one Sunday morning, and she says, you know, Pastor, you don't have to go till 11:30. Okay, I just want you to get your money's worth. So this morning we're going to be, my text is the passage of scripture that we read this morning from James chapter 1, verses 19 to 25. And I thought it was fitting, kind of ties in with where you're going to be over the next few weeks as you're going to be looking at the different books of the Bible. And I know the pastor is going to be going into depth as he does that. But there's five ways that I want to look at this morning on how we can build our life on the Bible. Five ways. I don't know if you're in the habit of taking notes, or I don't think you probably should be highlighting things in your pew Bible. That wouldn't be good, but if you have your own Bible, you might want to try that. But the first way we're going to look at it this morning is to receive God's Word with our ears. And the text talks about that. It said in verse 19, maybe you want to open your Bibles and kind of follow along with me at James chapter 1, verses 19 to 25. And the first verse says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen. Quick to listen. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing the message. Faith cometh by hearing the word, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. So we hear sermons all the time. For many of you, you're here every Sunday. A number of you, I hope, listen to UCB radio, and you're listening to sermons. You're listening to Chuck Swindoll or James McDonald and David Jeremiah. You're listening to sermons. You're listening to people speak to you, speak the word. Maybe some of you have the Bible recorded. I know you have it on your phone. You may be able to listen to it. So we listen to the word. That's one way it gets into us. And as we hear the word being spoken, it builds our faith. It builds our faith. James says, be quick to listen. That's using our words. And it says to accept the word, accept the things that we're hearing. In the Greek, that really means to welcome. Welcome the word. Welcome what you're hearing. Receive it into your life. Receive it into your life. And so we want to welcome God's word. It's like somebody coming to the door, and you open the door wide and say, come on in. Come on in. And that's what God wants us to do. When we hear his word being spoken, say, Lord, let your word come in. Let it speak to me. Let it speak to me. And the text goes on and it says, plant it. It mentions the word plant it. The seed is the word of God. And seed is to be planted. There's no good just having bags of seed if you're not going to put them in the ground. And the soil and where we're putting the seed is into our hearts. I'm not a farmer. When I went to Glad Tidings 13 years ago, I did a sermon on the law of the harvest. Boy, did I have a lot to learn. Somebody brought me seed and it was colored. I said, what's this? And the lady said to me, oh, Pastor, you can't just put seed in the ground. Some of it has to be coated, has to be covered. Because if you just put the seed in the ground, bugs and that, I guess, would get to it. So there was a protection around the seed to protect it while it's in the ground. But one thing I do know, you can put seed in different kinds of soil and you get different results, correct? I mean, there's a story about that in Matthew chapter 13. You could put the seed in some ground and you get great big juicy tomatoes. And you could put it in another ground and get smaller tomatoes. And you could put seed in other parts of the ground and you get no tomatoes. Well, one thing I've learned, because we do have not a fruit garden, but we grow some flowers when the weeds don't take them over. But you have to prepare the soil. You have to prepare the soil. You have to mulch, put some mulch in it and break it up. Take out the stones, put some Miracle-Gro in it to prepare the soil for the seed. If you don't do that, then you're not going to get a very good results. But if you'll do it, you're going to get great fruit. And so we're being encouraged here to prepare the soil. You know, that's like, if you walk in here, if you walked in, we started at 10:30, right? Now, I didn't see who came in, when, or what. But if you came in just at 10:30, rushing in, maybe you had a busy morning, maybe like us. So we thought there was some problems with our hot water tank. There was no hot water. Sorry about that, Heather. I think I got my shower before her. I don't know what went wrong. But if something goes wrong, you got a phone call, you come charging in here, and you sit down and say, okay, God, I'm here. I'm ready to receive. Speak to me, God. You know, you have to prepare the soil. You have to prepare the heart. Some people say, why do we have to sing those songs? Why do we have to have this thing called worship? I'll tell you why. It's to prepare your soil. To prepare your heart. Because God wants to plant some seeds in you. He wants you to prepare the soil. So, are you prepared? God wants us to be prepared. Because He wants to speak to us. And you can say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to receive. Have you ever noticed, you can have the same person speaking, you can have the same songs being sung, somebody sits on this side, and then someone else sits on this side. The person over here walks out at the end of the service and says, I got nothing out of that service whatsoever. I didn't enjoy the music, they didn't sing the songs that I like, and the pastor, he might as well not been there because I got nothing out of the service. Didn't do anything for me. The worship didn't do anything for me. Let me tell you something. The worship wasn't for you anyway, really. It was for the Lord. Meanwhile, this person over here says, it was wonderful. Those songs just ministered to my spirit. The words were so meaningful. And the pastor's message, I felt like he was speaking right to me. What was the difference? This person had prepared the soil to receive the seed. And you know what? In the day in which we live, it's difficult. We just seem to be so busy, and there's so many voices, there's so many things that we're hearing, it's difficult. There's four attitudes that I want you to look at that maybe help you prepare to receive the soil, to receive the seed that God wants us to have. Number one, it says in the text that we must be quiet in verse 19. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. In other words, there are times that we should not be speaking. Just be quiet. Just listen. Next, it says to be, got to be calm. In other words, slow to anger. Slow to anger. You know, when you get upset and when you get angry, it's hard to listen. You know, have you ever had a confrontation with someone and you want to say this, but when you're talking and angry, you can't really hear what the other person's saying. And God is saying, I want you to be slow to speak. I want you to be slow and hold back your anger. Be quiet, be calm. You can come in here and say, God, I've only got 5 minutes. I've got some other place I've got to go. I've got to go, God. I want to hear from you quickly. God would say, be still and know. that I am God. Be still. Be still. Give me an opportunity to speak to you this morning. Number three, it says in verse 21, need to be clean. As I mentioned, when we in our garden, we have weeds. And until I get rid of those weeds, we're not going to get much in the garden. And there's all kinds of things that come into our life that are like weeds, that scriptures refer to as sin, that take away from the voice of God and takes away the desire for the things of God. And God is saying, you need to remove those things. You need to clean up some things in your life in order to be able to hear from me. You need to prepare the field. You need to prepare the soil. Remove those rocks. Remove the weeds. Remove those things that are not of me. Those things that would deter. Those things that would take you away from me. Remove those things. Ask God to remove them from you so that you're more in an attitude to be able to receive what God has for you. Actually, in the Greek, I understand that word for filth is translated. You can check, do the Google search this afternoon. Earwax. It means earwax. Oh my goodness, it's pretty junky stuff. And God's like, you need to remove, as it were, the earwax, the filth from your life, so that I can enter in and so that you can hear me. The fourth thing it says is to be humble. Humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Don't come pridefully. Don't say, God, here I am. You're so fortunate, God, to have me here this morning. I'm really important in this church, you know. And so God says, I want you to come humbly before me. No pride. Be quiet. Be calm. Be clean. Be humble. And let me speak into your life. You know, the truth is, no matter how hard you're listening this morning, most of you are going to forget most of this sermon by Wednesday. I mean, 50 to 80% just disappears. Listen, I don't even remember what I preached the last time I preached. It's just the way we are. That's why it's important, you know, when your pastor's speaking, maybe take notes. I know now you have a website, which is wonderful. I checked that out the other day. So even if you forget his message, you can go online, right, and listen to it all over again. So that's pretty cool. That's interesting. It's good to be able to do that. But taking notes sometimes helps you to understand and remember. Number two, the second way to build my life in the Bible is to read it with my eyes. Verse 22 says, don't merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. And after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Now, this happens to a lot of us on Sunday morning. I'm sure most of you have spent some time looking in a mirror this morning. Now, you can either just take a glance, or you can look intensely into the mirror. Some of you spent quite a bit of time this morning in front of the mirror. Some of you guys could have spent a little bit more time. No, it's just joking. It's just joking. Do you remember Happy Days? You remember the Fonz? He would glance. He would never look intensely. He would just take a glance. And what would he say? Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Guys, you need to look intensely into my word. The word of God is like a mirror. And when you look into God's word intensely, There are things that God reveals to us about ourselves. And the reason for that is because He wants us to become more and more like Him each and every day. And so there's some things, there's some blemishes that needs maybe a little bit of correction. I mean, when I think about this, it just blows my mind. Think about it. One day you are going to be like Jesus. This is like kindergarten. This is like school. This is the preparation. God is preparing us every day. Our goal, when you get up in the morning, is, God, I want to be more like You. Now, there's still a lot of work God has to do on me. I don't know how it's ever going to happen. But God says, I want you to be like Me each and every day. And it goes on to say, and continues to do this, not just on Sunday, but every day. Look in the mirror, look in God's Word, intensely. It says, and not forgetting what you've heard, but doing it, you will be blessed. Do what God has laid out, and you will be blessed. Whoa. In your work, in your finances. First word to listen, it says in verse 19. It says, look intensely. Look intensely, reading the Word of God. Continue to do it daily, verse 25. Continue. The continuing also means to study, to research. Also reference to meditating on the Word of God. Meditate. To remember, to reflect on it. You'll be reminded. Hopefully you'll be reminded of something I said at some point in the week to come. And you're reminded as you focus on God's Word. And not forgetting, but doing it. Actually doing what God has instructed in His Word. And it says that you will be blessed. You will be blessed if you do those things. I want to be blessed. I don't know about you. I want to be more like Jesus. I hope you do too. Number three, it says, research it with my hands and with my mouth. Now that one's a little bit more difficult maybe to get our heads around, but it has more to do with maybe writing, making notes, underlining, and that would be, you know, using the hands, but with my mouth. My wife is involved as a ladies' Bible study group that meets at the Christian Reformed Church on Tuesdays, and I know Glad Tidings has them, and you probably do as well. And we get together in groups and we talk about the Word of God and we share. So the mouth is involved, right? We're sharing our experiences and we're hearing from other people. We're searching the Scriptures. John 5:39 says, search the Scriptures because you believe they will give you eternal life. And the Scriptures point to Me. So we open up the Word of God. We study it. We make notes and we share with others what we're learning from God's Word and how it's applying in our being applied in our life. Number four, the fourth way to build my life in the Bible is to reflect on it with my mind and our heart. Not just listen to it, not just read it, not just make notes. Not just to talk to other people about what we think it says and what it means, but to meditate. Say, God, what does this mean to me? What has this got to do with me? And you know, this book is fresh every day. I don't know if it's been your experience or not, but I've been a Christian now for a number of years. I've been around for a while. I was brought up in a Christian home. And that's my testimony. There was a day once when I thought I didn't have a testimony. When people were paraded up at the front of the church that lived a life of sin and drugs and alcohol and killed somebody. And God delivered them from all that. I mean, praise the Lord. And I could never say that. And someone said, what a wonderful testimony to know that you've were brought up in a Christian home. I'm thankful for that. But even today, I can open up a passage of Scripture and read it. So I never saw that before. I didn't understand what that really meant before. It didn't really seem to mean anything to me before, but today it does. It's fresh. Every day. As you reflect upon the Word of God. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, "Do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night, so that you will be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." So we can receive it. We can read it. We can search it, and we can have Bible studies and talk about it. And we can remember it. We can reflect on it. But just doing those things alone isn't going to be the ultimate of what God wants for our life. We need to look at the fifth way, and it's to respond to it by our actions. Because James says in verse 22 of our text, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself, but do what it says." You see, we come here on Sunday mornings or whenever we pick up the Word of God. And this book is not just to give us more information. It's not just to give us more knowledge. But it's to transform us. We are in a transformation process. We are learning on how we can be transformed and become more and more like Jesus each and every day. So it's not just to inform us about God and God's mercies and God's love, but it's to be transformed more and more like Him. And I'll tell you, as you desire to live your life after the way Jesus walked, and not just listen to His teachings and talk about His teachings, but to live His teachings, when you leave this place today, I don't know what this week holds for you. But if it's the desire of your heart, the desire of your life, you're going to come in contact with someone that's never opened up the Word of God. The closest they're going to get to the Word of God is your life. And so we need to live it. We need to live it. And if you'll do that, you will be a blessing to other people. But I love what verse 25 says. We will be blessed in what we do. We will be blessed. God says, "You live your life according to my plan and purposes, and you're going to know my blessings in your life." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word that you've given us. Father, we know that this book was written by men, but men that were inspired by you. And this book is alive today. It has all the answers to all the questions, to the deepest needs that we would have in our life. And Father, you can speak to us through your word. And God, as we go into the study with Pastor Bill Terrace, Lord, over the next few weeks, Lord, let that come alive to us. God, you have a plan and a purpose for each of our lives. And God, one day, your word says that we will be like you. God, there's some things that we need to do right now. We need to begin preparing for that day when we see you face to face. And so, God, teach us, show us, help us to learn in every way that we can what it means to walk with you. And God, until that day comes when you call us to go home to be with you, Lord, let our lives be like a walking Bible. Let us be a blessing in other people's lives. And we don't do that to receive a blessing, but God, you said that that's what will happen, that we will be blessed. And so I ask for your blessing to be upon these, your people, upon our lives, as we live our life to the best of our abilities this week for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are you ready to step out into the light? Dear Father, we ask you to go with us. Let your blessing be upon us. May we know your peace. May we know your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.